Welcome to St. Anthony Parish Overnight. We're coming to you at a different time. We have actually two programs on the air. We've got the one you hear Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you have this program, which you will hear at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, right here on WROL and WEZE. And so this is our overnight program. And our focus here will be being with you during this overnight time. And so we'll be speaking to you as you are dealing with all the issues. Maybe you're working overnight. Maybe you're having trouble sleeping. Maybe you're just kind of up and doing some extra stuff. Maybe you're just listening to the radio. Whatever the case may be, this is our time to be with you overnight. Now, granted, it's only a 13-minute program, but it's a way to begin your overnight time. Because here's an interesting thing. We're bringing the gospel in. We're coming to you from our perspective of being united with Christ at two unique times, midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, you may not know about those particular times, but they have there's an interesting folklore behind them. Midnight, of course, was always known as the bewitching hour. It was that hour of, you know, the scary hour. Even if some of us may remember as children when they had a program on, I think it was Channel 7. I might be wrong there. I think it was Channel 7, which back then would have been WNAC-TV. And Channel 7 had this show that was called Adult Theater. And I think it came on at 11 o'clock. But they said at the beginning of the show that these movies are for adults. And by the way, they weren't what we call today adult movies. They were just, you know, movies that you can now see in the afternoon at some of the on some of the movie channels. But they were designed for, you know, an elder audience. And this is even before they had ratings in movies. And they would say, it's time for your children to be in bed because this is adult theater. This is only for adults. Well, that was always that big mystery. Could we stay up late enough to be up around midnight? Could we stay up late enough to watch The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson? And it was always big. So that midnight hour was always that mysterious hour, but it was also known as the bewitching hour. 3 o'clock, you may or may not know, in Catholic folklore, is the devil's hour. Now, what do I mean by that? We understand that Jesus died on the cross at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Jesus is the reverse of the devil because he is the reverse of Adam. He is the new Adam and Mary is the new Eve. So he is the reverse of what happened with Adam. And therefore, what is the reverse of 3 o'clock in the afternoon? 3 o'clock in the morning. So in folklore, it's considered the devil's hour. And what is the response that some Christians will do in light of this being called the devil's hour? They will get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and do prayer. And that's an ancient tradition in the church. It's also a unique call, by the way. I mean, this is a recorded program. I'm not up at 3 o'clock in the morning right now. I actually might be because I have trouble sleeping too. That's when the whole idea came up. I was working with Salem. Yeah, I wasn't working with Sam. I'm working with, you know, as a client there with Salem Communications, and we talked about different offerings. And I said, "Do you have anything early in the morning?" And one of the reasons is because I have trouble sleeping, so I may be up listening to this right now as well. So I'd love to be able to do it live. The only reason why I don't do it live is, number one, it's only 13 minutes, and number two, I have to work during the day. So that's the reason. Otherwise, I would love to find a way to do overnight radio. And I'd love to be able to do that. So anyway, because if you've never done overnight radio, I'm sure you've listened to overnight radio. If you've never done overnight radio, it is an absolutely powerful experience because you're overnight. Usually you're in the studio alone. No one else is around because no one else is up. And it's you, and it's a very unique audience, as we all know, as I'm talking to the very unique people, and as I know I'm one of them many times. It's a very unique audience, and it's early in the morning, and again, it might be because you're having trouble sleeping, it might be because maybe you worked late, whatever the case may be, all of that comes together. You might be driving home right now, whatever the case may be, all of that comes together. And when you are doing the program in a quiet studio, because no one else is around, and you're broadcasting to that morning audience, it's just a very powerful experience. So I would love to do overnight radio, but I can't because I have to work during the day. But in any case, this is us coming together during this unique time. So one of the things that I do, there are a few things I'm going to carry over from the 3 o'clock show in the afternoon. One of them is our website is going to stay the same, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we're going to have like a separate use for it, but it's going to stay the same. This program will be podcast just as the same as the other one will be podcast, but you see there's a different style between them. The second thing is, and I want to make it clear, the producer at CatholicAudioMedia.com, the way you can contact us, I'd like you to use that for prayer. In other words, if you have things that you would like us to pray for, because that's what our whole focus will be on this program. It'll be all about prayer and praying us through this unique time, praying us through the bewitching hour, at least the first quarter of it, and praying us through the devil's hour, at least the first quarter of it, being up at 3 o'clock in the morning, at least in electronically motivated spirit, I guess we could say. And I probably will be up listening to this because I have trouble sleeping. I am an insomniac as well, so it's just I don't have the ability to drive down to Quincy and do the show from the studio. And maybe one of the things I could eventually do is work up the system to be able to do it live from my studio here in Alston. But in any case, it is overnight radio, and it's our time to be with us, with each other in prayer. And so this will be one of the very few shows that will be me talking to you, but it will be a show where we'll be praying through the particular show. I'm going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, overnight. Don't forget that you can email your prayer requests to us, and you can also note whether or not we can read them on the air to share and encourage others to pray for you as well. Just simply go to CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on the link that says prayer requests and fill in your prayer request and note whether you want it read on the air or not. And we will read on the air those who so note it, and the others we will say, please pray for a special request. But either way, please consider us as part of your prayer team at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We're back, and again, we're continuing our overnight program, and this is kind of like the introduction. Well, this is the introduction to explain to you what we're going to do. And so it's going to be a time of talking in prayer. And like I said, I would love to be able to do this program live, but right now I can't, but we can talk at any way. I can talk to you about some of the things that we want to pray for and some of the things that we want to work on in our prayer. I think one of the things I'm going to do in the program is to begin with a consecration. You know, one of the things I think we're dealing with right now is a real lack of understanding of what it means to be a Catholic, and for that matter, any form of Christian, because there's so much focus. And I teach this all the time. If you've ever come to my parishes, you know, any of the masses I celebrate, you'll probably hear people say, yeah, we've heard it. Actually, they don't really say that, but I say it all the time. Our focus is not on the morality. It's on the relationship with Christ, which gives us wisdom, which helps us to understand the morality. But if we focus on just the morality, well, you can be an atheist and live Catholic morality. You don't have to believe in God to choose not to steal. And actually, there are atheists that teach that. You don't have to believe in God to know right from wrong. Not fully true, but for the most part, it's true. We'll put it to you that way. You do have to believe in God to be able to forgive your worst enemy who has hurt you more than you can ever imagine. You do have to do that. And nothing says, there is no law that says you have to forgive your enemy in the civil world, but in obviously God's world, as Christ called us to do, we have to learn how to forgive. And you have to have a relationship with God to be able to do that. But our focus will be on a relationship with God. And I think we're going to begin every show with a form of consecration. And what that means is that we are going to offer ourselves to the Lord in one way or another. Maybe we're going to offer ourselves to the Lord through His Mother Mary. Maybe we're going to offer ourselves to the Lord directly. Maybe we're offer ourselves to the Lord through the assistance of the angels and the saints. Whatever the case may be, we're going to offer ourselves to the Lord and ask the Lord to guide us during the day and use us during the day, whether or not the day is just ending for you, not quite begun, or somewhere in between. Because ultimately, what we realize is, as Catholics, everything begins with our relationship with God. Everything begins there. If it doesn't begin there, we don't have it down. So what we want to do, and we're going to do something like that right now. What we're going to do is we're going to do a prayer and ask the Lord to guide us and be with us during this time in that prayer, and ask Him to use our talent and our time and all that we have to offer for the glory of His name. So why don't we go and do this prayer right now? What I'm going to ask you to do is just pray along with me and then say the amen at the end of the prayer. And if, you know, if there are people around, you don't want, you know, maybe you got headphones on, you don't want to have everyone go, well, what do you just say amen for? Well, you can say it in your mind. But here we go. Lord, we ask You to be with us during this time. And we offer up to You all our lives, all our talents, all we have, even our pains and sufferings, that You may use them for the glory of Your name. Take the work we do today and let our work glorify You. Take those we meet today, let our interaction with them glorify You. And please let everything we do today glorify Your name, even if we don't recognize anything that we do as being of service to You. Let us know that You are using everything we offer for the glory of Your name. Help us to never do anything that undermines our witness for You. And please let all Your angels and saints guide us away from those roads and those actions that draw us away from You and draw us to those who reject You. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. See you tomorrow morning. In the meantime, please consider checking out CatholicAudioMedia.com. Talk about sending us those prayer requests we talked to you earlier. Look into sending the prayer requests. Check out the website, by the way. It has a blog. It has other things, ways you can contact us besides the prayer requests. And in the meantime, we will see you tomorrow morning at this same time with the actual format and the regular program tomorrow.